Everybody knows the, well, they didn't know the difference. They know what the difference is now. CD4 can vary all the time, but the T cell is telling you where you are, what your actual viral load includes. And so they didn't know that then. So Eastman blew all that fucking money to realize that your CD4 could be one level and your viral load be something else. So it separates
and,
so you can live.
I mean, the whole polymerase chain reaction measurement, they're even saying today that it was, the guy that invented it said it never worked because they could pick up a little fragment of the virus and then pretend like it was an overwhelming infection. And at the time when I was doing the AIDS study in New York, most of our guys went to the AZT. They bought all the bullshit about it, just like they're buying about vaccines now. And they all died.
That's why I represent the Swalwell as comparing Trump to Osama bin Laden. Same conversation.
Okay.
Good.
But the people are looking at this and saying, the TV viewers or whatever they're scanning.
Who are the people? Come on, be specific, Bob.
Yeah.
You can't
citizens that are mad. This ain't
Mary McLuhan you fucking with, Bob. You got to be a little more specific with that.
The people are those that have ire that Ian's been going on about for a week and a half.
The ire capacity is going over the top. Normal people are through. They're done with it. They know the election was rigged. They know it was fixed. They know it's fictitious. And now these yellow dog, Glenn Blagg, Glig Blog, Blue Globbers are coming in here trying to run something down that throat hole, and they're not going to do it. They're not going to have it. When they come to their house, they're going to shoot them. And when they shoot them, it's going to become a thing. And when it comes a thing, then the people are going to go, oh, hell no. And when people go, hell no, they're going to say, okay, we're not listening to you because you weren't rightfully elected. And we don't really give a damn if you were rightfully elected. We're not listening to you anymore. Oh, yeah. Didn't George have tea trouble like that one time before?
Yes. All right. Excellent.
Be quiet. Be quiet. Let that soak in just a minute. Easy. Let that soak in just a minute. Okay, now, go ahead. You might have one more little epiphany for the night, through, Bob.
But that what you just said, I can play that. I'm going to play that what you just said.
Okay,
yeah.
Please do.
All right, the next question. Simon Parks is one of these in-the-know, confidential guy who knows everything that's going on behind the scenes. He says his mother was a medium possessed by an E.T. I haven't seen exactly, but it's something about an E.T. and his mother. I don't know if his mother's dead and she's coming through a medium. What is that about? What's happening there that's real and what's not real in Simon Parks' relationship with his mother?
Almost none of it. It's his grandmother.
He doesn't know it's his grandmother.
Right.
And what medium is the grandmother speaking through?
Through the part that disappeared. So you're comparing him to the one that went away, disappeared in Gibraltar in 1986.
A relative of Simon Parks?
It's the same person.
And that person is channeling for Simon Parks? Parks' grandmother.
Well, that would be Margaret Parks, but yeah.
The Margaret Parks. Is Simon in the presence of the medium, or he does it on Zoom or something, or on the phone?
Baby can't really tell.
Is it in Simon Parks' head? Is he picking up thoughts?
Can't tell the difference. At this point, it's a little diluted. You see, how do you know?
So when he talks about his sources and intelligence, you think of chemical bodies, part of MI6 or something, that are leaking stuff to him. That's not at all what it is. It's his own delusion.
In essence. Let's just say in essence. Now, it may catch up and become something different, maybe, but but not today.
All right. Okay.
Good. That's very good.
Yep. President has created the National AI, Artificial Intelligence Initiative Office, the National AI Initiative Office. Is that a cover for trying to figure out the tech body?
Mm-hmm.
That's them investigating me.
Well, no, it's trying to validate you.
Ah. They know there's something going on here, or they wouldn't even attempt to do that. But they are, and we hear about this. I know more about this now, don't I?
You do.
Yeah. How many on the board of the, how many aliens on the board of this investigative project?
Many.
Aha. So, you get that, Carol? The National AI Initiative Office is the hen guarding the fox. You get that, Carol? It's the chocolate got into the milk. Very interesting. So
the chocolate got in the milk. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, that's bad grabber. Okay, very good. That's very interesting. I'll be looking at that more closely, even though I know what it's all about. All right, the next one.
Delph, what you're going to do is you're going to give them $1,400 a person. So that with the $600 will make it $2,000. That make that work for $2,000. And adult dependents left earlier around, some of the children over age 17, includes household with mixed immigration status. And then you got, it'll go down to the jobless get $400 a week, up from $300 a week. That's the Congress relief package. And it would extend payment to the two key pandemic unemployment programs through September. That's in the Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensation Program, who've exhausted their regular state jobless payments, and the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, which provides benefits to self-employed, independent contractors, gig workers, and certain people affected by the pandemic. Lawmakers will only provide an additional 11 weeks of support in December package that will last until March. Nobody's going to get thrown out of their house. Nobody's going to get thrown out of their rent. If you can't pay, you don't do. And it's going to be a 15% increase in food stamp benefits through September. You don't expire in June. The investment of $3 billion to help women and infants and children. And $1 billion for nutrition assistance. And, oh, yes, the child credit goes up to $25 billion. And, oh, yes, Bob's spending money like it's going out of style. And they boost the child tax credit from $3,600 to under age 6 to $3,000 for those between 6 and 17. Credit will be made fully refundable. And then they go on down the subsidies for health and insurance premiums. They want to make everything subsidized. Anybody who lost their insurance and got their money. And mental health, so the sick, so the sorry, sick, and lazy can be reinstated into public dichotomies. They can have paid sick and family leave benefits through September from December. And, oh, yes, they're going to have small business owners are separate from the Paycheck Protection Program. They're going to give $35 billion to state, local, tribal, and nonprofit financing programs so that all the nigger-loving Jews can have all the money they want. They're going to send $350 billion to the state, local, and territorial government so that New York City can pay their back pensions and get their problems solved because Trump wouldn't do it. And then they're going to have something to offset the declines in the tax revenues spurred by the people with bad management in the pandemic from the senior Biden administration officials. They didn't clarify the administration didn't respond to a follow-up email asking for more information. So that lets you know they're just going to piss the money away. And ultimately going to drop an additional $160 billion. And then $20 billion in the hardest hit public transit agencies, only in the Democrat-run cities, of course. They don't have a good subway in Los Angeles. I don't know how that's going to quite work out just right. But then they're going to have $170 billion for the K-12 schools to help them reopen and operate separately for remote learning. Oh, yes, and they're going to have $20 billion for the National Vaccination Program. They're going to make sure everybody in the world gets their arm up and their ass out. They're going to shoot them up in the butt. Yep. $50 billion for the testing and the funds to purchase rapid testing, expand the lab capacity, and help schools implement the regular testing for support, and give 100,000 public health workers, nearly tripling the community health workforce. It's addressing the health disparities by expanding community health centers and health services on the tribal lands, Bob. The Lakota. Whoa! They're going to get saved, Bob. Obama's old Biden going to save them. He's going to save them, Bob. $15 an hour minimum wage, no matter what. You don't even have to show up for work. You're going to get $15 an hour with a tip minimum wage and a sub-minimum wage, especially double that for people with disabilities. It's going to be a grand day. It's going to be a hot time in the old town tonight, Bob. That's everything. $1.9 trillion. You spend it like it was ice water or corn liquor at a beach volleyball tournament, Bob.
Are you reading something that's been written out by AOC and the Democratic League?
No, we're telling you what's fixing to be, Bob. We're telling you where you've approved.
Out.
We're telling you what's been square. You're going to spend $1.9 trillion next tomorrow.
Okay, and that'll be through the Biden administration.
We don't know, I guess. We don't even know who that is. We don't know who. Did he run for something, Bob?
Okay. Okay. Does the White House have an office for the tech body?
No comment.
Okay. I have here Scott McKay, one of these independent bloggers. Who knows everything?
Yeah.
The people behind
Trump. Telling you how he knows everything.
Yeah. The people behind Trump that he met with in Texas on January 12th, or maybe he didn't meet with them, but there are rumors that he met with the people behind him. Is that a military faction?
Mm-hmm.
Right. They still support Trump.
It's the faction. We're going to say it this way. It's just the regular patriots that come from the stem of the Daughters of the American Revolution.
Did you say skim, S-K-I-M?
Yeah, and don't mess that up. It's not the hardcore. It's not the skinheads or the Proud Boys or stupid-ass shit. This is hard-grained Daughters of the American Revolution patriots. There's a difference.
Yeah, Sergeant Robert or Roger Horton said he was a son of the American Revolution. Those kind of people?
No, that's a knockoff faction. These are the quiet people who run things. They have money, are sordid, and they still own slaves, Bob, like you.
Okay, so I know the Daughters of the American Revolution put in Obama, right? Remember that.
Well, tokens are a great esteem.
Tokens are the great esteem?
Tokens are of a great esteem. Yes,
okay.
Go ahead. Come on now. You're burning up your daylight hours. Let's go. You want to go to the beach, don't you? Hurry up. Let's go.
So Trump met with these people. He knows who's behind him, supporting him.
Computer says yes.
Did Paul McCartney, the famous Beatle, actually die
sir.
In 1969?
Sir.
Yeah, Sir Paul McCartney. Did he die in 1969, as was rumored on the Beatles albums?
Yeah, he did.
He did die. You're not making everybody crap. He did. And so there are doubles?
He was replaced, yeah. That's why he's still doing shit. He still looks like he's in his mid-50s. He's 127 years old now, isn't he?
Yeah. Did the other Beatles know that he was replaced?
All the other Beatles are dead, Bob.
Yeah, did the other Beatles... Ringo's still alive.
Is he? No, he's not alive. No.
So all the Beatles were killed.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
So the John Lennon that we saw murdered December 8th or so, 1980, that was a double, or was that the final murder of the last Beatle?
No, that was the final murder of that Beatle, but there's been other, past Yoko, she talks about talking to John all the time, and her higher self, and her woo-woo, and her Ayakara problems that she runs into about not dying and bullshit like that. So, yeah. No, there's this, what do you call the subcultures? You know when they have the raves and the fuck parties in the underground New York with the certain people get invited, blah, blah, blah? Those Johns would go to that because nobody cared. Everybody was on X or transdermal DMSA or SDMA or BDAA or something, whatever Carolyn knows what it is.
You're saying John Lennon went to that?
Yeah, the replacement of John Lennon went to those parties, and that's what Yoko still boasts about. That's why she's not, this was not with someone else, because she had that John to fuck with.
And so people who are at the party see this John Lennon.
Yeah, but they're all stripped out on X and meth and ecstasy and crack and crick and crank and Molly and Dolly. So
yeah.
They didn't know. He just became a dude with a dick. He wasn't anything significant. He didn't break out in a song that it was something unbelievable or something from the White Album. He didn't do any of that. So, you know, it wasn't like that. So he was just a dude with a dick at the party. So they saw him. He was memorable, meaning they liked it, but they were so elevated in their transcendental stated epiphany, they didn't realize that it was a mock of John Lennon, because John Lennon didn't fuck many people when he was like a Beatle. He was scared. He was like you, Bob. He was sort of a germaphobe. So he didn't fuck people just for something to do.
Right. Now, does Yoko Ono in these parties fuck other people or just her John?
Yeah, she don't care. She fuck anything. It doesn't matter. She didn't care.
Let's do the order of death. Was Paul McCartney murdered?
Oh,
or did he die
God.
In an accident?
Accident. First was an accident. Second was a murder. There's been about four of them, Bob.
I see. And who was the next Beatle to die? George, Ringo, or John?
George.
Right? Way back in the 70s, a few years after Paul.
That's right.
Was it some?
And then Ringo after that.
Right. Now, they were killed in the 70s because somebody had a beef against the Beatles?
No, it was because the invasion was superseding the Lady Bird Johnson referendum.
So Strom Thurmond, who's rumored to have tracked John Lennon.
Stop, don't say, you're not qualified to say Strom Thurmond's name. Don't you mention Strom Thurmond. Don't you say his name. You don't say his name. You can say what he represents. If you want to do that, that's fine. But don't you talk about Strom Thurmond. Don't you say it. You can call it something else, but you're not going to say Strom Thurmond. Around here, you don't know.
He organized the murder of the Beatles.
Well, yeah, because there was fear. For Pete's sake.
There was what? Fear?
For Pete's sake. Burners running around here trying to run something, for Pete's sake. People running around taking their brassieres off and stripping off and smoking Lebanese hash and running around here to having love, power, and some bullshit, something taking over America. God damn. That's like the Chi-Coms when they tried to take over with the damn. Well, ask Lucille Ball what happens when you sign up for the Communist Party. We'll show you how socialism works around here, the very idea.
Okay. Harold Channer, what is he doing now? He's dead. He's in the purgatory.
He's afraid of you. He's afraid of you. You did him in. He was upset that you did him in. You could have saved him, but he didn't pay attention. He kind of got lost in the sweep. And so he's afraid of you, trying to figure out how he's going to make it. He's not made it on the River Styx yet. He's certainly in what you call purgatory, hell, because he wouldn't live in heaven while he was here. One of the few exceptions, but that's because you take a personal stride into this particular ramification, Bob.
He wouldn't accept heaven, did you say, while he was here?
Mm-hmm.
And that would have been listening to me. He couldn't do it. Now, why is he afraid of me? What am I doing to him?
Well, you're doing him to hell, Bob.
Hmm. Well,
One drop of water. The rich man cried from hell. One drop of water, but not a single drop fell.
He lived a selfish...
Harold Cantor lived a selfish life, Bob. Selfish.
Yes, so... I offered him some heaven. He rejected it. He knows he rejected it.
Yeah.
And he's afraid that I'm still after him for rejecting it.
Yep.
Wow. His partner...
That's what happened. And so then what happened is once that occurred, you gave no relief, there was no place to go but down. Down, down, down. Now, his partner, you were... We didn't mean to cut you off. We were just trying to make sure you had something significant to say. His partner, go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, his partner, Maggie, she's on the remake, I'm pretty sure. She's making an effort to give in to Bob.
She's doing good because she sees how ridiculous his nomenclature. See, he had a binomial nomenclature that was applied to nothing. So therefore, he had two faces that no one recognized. And then when he didn't embrace you or spurned you, it was over. He had every chance. He had every opportunity. There was nothing to say. You didn't like him necessarily, but you'd let him come back, and you'd even give him a space. You'd let him talk. You'd let him talk his way in or out of heaven. You'd let him engage us. You'd let it go all the way through. You've got no bias. I mean, you hate everybody. You don't care. You're not prejudiced. You hate everybody. So the point is there's no reason that he should not have been able to affirm, castigate, or deny his morbidity. He could have brought that to us. We'd have helped with him. We even fuck with Dave. We're not mad. We'll deal with Dave. It's all right with us. That's water me wells. That's water me wells, Dave, by the way. Just in case anybody's interested.
Oh, not Dave Worster. Oh, okay.
Just in case anybody matters. He can live right here, right now. But see what you do.
Okay.
We're not mad.
And I can play this.
Play it.
Yeah.
Play it. We dare you. Play it.
Were there many Antifa?
Yes.
Among the Trump protesters on January 6th in the Capitol building?
Oh, yes. Every single body that was arrested, not one of them had a Parler account. They were all on Facebook. That's where they got their wordy words.
So a lot of these are Antifa people on Facebook, and a lot of them got caught and arrested.
Yep. And then, but they don't talk about that, but they ask the question of how many of them had a Parler account. Not one of them did. They all got their hookups from Facebook.
Yes. Now, there's footage of these Antifa-looking guys dressed in black going down the stairwell and exiting the building. And the first guy has a pouch in front of him. There's a lot of stuff in a bag. Was he one of the guys who was carrying the laptops that they stole?
No. They went through the basement. They went through the basement of the executive building. There's tunnels and tunnels underneath that at every level. So you go to the basements of the executive branch. It goes all the way to the Watergate Hotel, Bob. You know, if you see it from the distance, it'll reach all the way over to the Watergate Hotel.
That's part of the network that we talk about. That came out of the Smithsonian.
The network we talk about that we don't talk about. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Yeah. And
you're so damn clever. Yeah, that's the network we don't talk about that we talk about that we don't talk about. Bob, that's the one. That's the one we don't talk about. We're not going to talk about one. We might as well not talk about that one, right?
Right, and we can play this.
You keep asking that, but you're going to do it anyway, so do it. Hurry up. Let's go.
Okay, I have here, did the CIA kill Antonin Scalia?
Yes, Bob, you know that. We did that a long time ago at the Hunting Club. It's kind of like Dick Cheney when he shot his friend in the face on accident.
Right. Did that person die?
I didn't mean to. Yeah. He did.
So the guy didn't survive it. It wasn't an accident.
No. Yeah, well, it was an accident. He didn't mean to shoot him in the face. He just meant him to die.
And did he die and it wasn't reported?
Was not reported, no.
Okay.
Stop changing the subject. We're talking about Trump. We're not talking about Cheney. Liz Cheney's going to get her shit. She's going to get her comeuppance. Don't worry about that.
I won't play that.
We got this. Dude, play it. Play it. Don't bother us. That bitch didn't bother talking her shit. Come on, honey. Raise your hand against Donald J. Trump. See how it works out for you. Don't say nothing. Do what you do. Do something. Say something. All right? Settle it. That's what you do. Where's Dennis Prager when you need it, Bob? Dennis Prager would tell you how to milk out the coconut.
Yeah, who's that? You don't mean Jeffrey Prager.
No, Dennis Prager. P-R-A-G-E-R.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. He's really smart. He's like you, Bob. He's really smart. Only he doesn't tell you he's smart.
Dennis Prager, let's look that up.
Mm-hmm.
So he has
Don't
a show.
Look it up. Don't look it up. Keep going, Bob. You're running out of time. Let's go. The ice cream's here. Hurry up.
Okay, so there's this guy named Russell J. Gould, and he claims to be the Postmaster General of Earth, and he replaced the King of England. And so there's this video, Roger Horton, who goes through how this was created, the Postmaster General. So there's a lot of details. He attributes to an old Masonic secret bureaucracy. It's a metaphor of the sea. You're born in water. When you see the doctor, when the doctor receives you, you're docked. And then you're harbored in a maternity ward because you're a prisoner of the state because you haven't got your birth certificate yet. When you get your birth certificate, then you're a commercial entity and you spend your life being sold. So this guy, Russell J. Gould, he says he mailed himself through customs of all kinds of countries, including the Vatican, because he knew the proper way to talk, the proper secret grammar.
Now, the reason he's trying to do this is because of the quantum bank, Bob. That's what you're trying to say, the quantum bank.
Yeah, they talk about the quantum bank. What's that? What's the quantum bank?
That's where all the money goes. The Louis DeJoy problem.
It's not the Maybank. That just records.
No. That's different, Bob. They can't get into your shit. God damn.
Right. So the money goes, and he wants to get to where the money goes?
Mm-hmm.
Did he get there?
No.
So there is a reality to the networks, the law of the sea versus the law of the land?
Lamb County, Bob. It's in Texas.
That's where the money goes?
Yeah.
And what money is that? It's not digital typing money, is it?
No. It's U.S. Highway 70 on Farm Road 1055 in northwestern Lamb County.
Mm-hmm.
Amherst.
And when... Amherst?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when did this money stop being created?
Stop being created? Well, it started being created in 1924. But it hadn't stopped yet, so it hadn't stopped. So it's 1924, you were just a boy then, weren't you, Bob? Up till lately. So we'll see how. We'll let you know when it ends.
What do people do with that money?
None of your goddamn business.
Okay. But it's irrelevant in the credit card world right now. But if the credit card world...
Credit card world is not money, Bob. Credit card's credit,
I know.
Not money. Well, you know, why would you ask that? Why would you say that, man,
no,
if you
listen,
know that?
When it disappears, it's cut off, then it's good to have paper money?
What paper money?
You know, the stuff that's in the Texas place.
Oh, you mean it's going to be like Bitcoin? Yeah, we wouldn't hold that.
And you wouldn't hold the paper money either?
No, we probably wouldn't. Now we told Karen to hold some. Now listen, now we told Karen she's got to give, she needs some money to give to the man who takes off the garbage. She gives him $100 to take off the garbage. We don't know why, but I guess it's that old mafioso when y'all are on City Island, they wouldn't take your trash out. So she gives him $100 to take her trash off. We don't know why, but I guess it's the old bag of pussy that they don't want to come. She didn't want to find a horse head in her driveway. The obvious. Obfuscation of the obvious. That might be a meme you can embrace, Bob. But you'll have to check with Croker and see how it applies.
Okay. So Russell J. Gould is talking a language that's valid, but I would call it a product of Gutenberg Galaxy in the printing press. And it doesn't hold water in the electric age, in the age of digital typing.
Yeah.
Correct?
Lano Escotado.
That's a person?
Lano. That's a region. L-L-A, Texas. L-L-A-N-O, space. Capital. E-S-T-A. Is that too fast for you? C-A-D-O. Yeah. Lano Escotado.
That's where the money is hidden?
It's in the quantum banking system.
All right. Who is using the quantum banking system?
Several people, Bob.
Beg your pardon? Several?
Several
people. Did Russell J. Gould fail to find and connect with it?
Yeah, for 22 years.
Right, and he was a bit of a genius in figuring out there was such a system.
Ah, what the fuck? Then if that's true, then you're a goddamn genius, and we know better than that, don't we, Bob?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did what books or something that you would read to find out about this grammar? Quantum grammar.
Yeah, that's good. Russell J. Gould's Knowledge. Quantum Postal Banking System, that's a good one. The New Global Banking Construct, then Postmaster Bank, another one. And then
okay, these are books
also
by
go
him.
To, yeah,
these are books by Russell
go to Major. You can go to Major Kraken, who did the whole thing on the Quantum Global Banking System. That's on the global federal level. You can go to, pick something. Bob, there's a lot of them.
Is Major Kraken a person? Is Major Kraken a person?
It's a thing. It's a thing.
I'm talking about ancient texts.
Are
those?
That's Bearable Guy 123. It's the person, Major Kraken. Major Kraken is Bearable Guy 123.
Okay. So he wrote some books, but there did Russell... Russell wrote some books, I think. So,
yeah. David Wynn wrote some stuff that was fair, but they're all opinions. They're opinion.
Right, but is there a book from 200 years ago?
We don't do time. We don't know.
There are older books written about this system before Russell wrote his books, correct?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, very good.
All right, hurry up, Bob. You're on the 4-hour run.
Yeah, we're pretty well finished. So Russell J. Gould goes around saying he is the Postmaster General of the Earth.
Yeah.
And so I think it was Linda watched it, and then I watched him talk, and I said, he sounds like me. And Linda laughs, and that's exactly what she thought. Then I realized later last night that, no, I'm the Postmaster General of non-physical.
Yeah,
so that's why
but
he
see,
sounds like
what,
me.
But see, what you're picking up on is the Millerite principles.
Yeah, you mean David Wynn Miller, his associate?
Millerite principles, yeah.
Yeah, David Wynn Miller. He was
Russell's associate. Yeah, but that's where those principles are what validate that position. You see?
Okay, so where did David get them from?
You.
Okay. Did David, was he murdered? Because he's no longer with us.
Yes, he is. He's with you. What are you talking about?
No, but was his physical murdered?
No.
He just faked his death.
Well, he's running the Global Monetary Fund now, the United States, the trade of the world central banking system. What the fuck are you talking about?
No, that's Russell. I'm talking about David Wynn Miller, who they say has transitioned.
No, he's not transitioned. He's in goddamn, no, fuck no. He's up with Gene up in with Hoboken, Wisconsin.
is Ofenel involved in the processes that Russell, as he mailed himself
you.
Through customs.
Fuck you. Fuck you. No comment. You're not getting. Why are you going to tie yourself into that bullshit? The big next thing you're going to ask is QAnon wants to have relations with you, Bob. Yes, Bob. Everybody wants to have relations with you. Yes, Bob. Yes, QAnon. Come on, Bob. You can do better than that. Why are you going to get yourself so tangled up? You're going to get where nothing can goddamn protect you. What are you doing? Shake yourself and know your God, you dark soul fucker, you. Don't do it. Don't run. Run, Bob. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's not necessary. You got this, Bob. You don't need all this vindicated validation. Please. You need something? What do you need? You need a sugar tit? We'll give you a sugar tit. To make you
I've
feel comfortable
I've
in your
that.
Position.
I've
well,
been
why
there
you
and
got
done
the
that.
Validation of your vindicated validation? It's ridiculous.
I don't. That's your interpretation.
You keep pining for it, though, baby. I don't know. Iron bars do not a prison make, Bob, so you know.
Thank you. Okay, great session. Thanks for the inside look.
I'm so glad after 5 fucking hours you got 35 minutes of sound bites, aren't you, Bob?
It's only 4 hours.
It'll be 5 when you get the damn coffee enema done, so just say
Okay, very good. Thanks a lot for the privilege and access
you're welcome.
You provided.
News tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. We'll see what the fallout is. You know what you know. Now you know what you didn't know. Now we're fixing to see what you know. There's a quiz later,
right.
Bob. Tell them all to behave themselves till better weather.
Yeah, and there always is a quiz. Okay, thank you very much.
Happy days.
Yes.